You're listening to The State We're In, India Edition, the program which considers how we live and treat each other around the world. Produced by Radio Netherlands Worldwide and Sonalog. Hello and welcome to the program. I'm Chavi Sachdev, and today we're looking at the right to make a non-violent stand when you feel those in power are in the wrong. Sound familiar? Yes, we're talking about Satyagraha, the movement Mohandas Karamchand Gandhi made famous all over the world. Satyagraha means the force of truth. It means an active refusal to obey certain laws or commands without resorting to physical violence. Mahatma Gandhi's non-violent fight against British rule 60 years ago inspired Nelson Mandela to fight apartheid in South Africa and Martin Luther King Jr. to agitate for the rights of blacks in America. But even today, the legacy lives on and acts of civil disobedience do take place. Later in the show, we'll talk to Mahatma Gandhi's grandson, but closer to home, Mirvez Sosial is the founder of Radio Watandar in Afghanistan's capital, Kabul. The station airs calls from its listeners, but one of their main complaints was that they hardly had access to electricity. So Mirvez decided to take action.
During the day, a lot of electricity were going to government offices and sometimes to some government official houses and a lot of other places where all of these could have their own power sources. We found that actually it's possible to have electricity from 4 p.m. to 11 p.m. And that's all we wanted the government to give this electricity to the people.
So what form did this campaign take? Did the people take to the streets? Were windows smashed and bricks thrown? No, but there was a lot of noise.
We said to the public that we are going to do a campaign and anyone who agree with us, they will honk their car. All they need to do is to listen to the radio and wait for this honking sound. Whenever they hear that sound, they start honking altogether. So the result was very, very impressive. And, you know, you could see the whole city were honking and it was very effective and also very, very peaceful. Nobody had to block the roads. Nobody had to make any problem for traffic. It's just, we want electricity, and we did it. We achieved things that we were not expecting. We did something the Afghan parliament haven't been able to do, that big issue. What we got was, on that same week, Kabul electricity. Kabul citizens, for the first time, were able to take their voices to these officials and make them work for them. We faced a lot of problems and different parts of the government actually tried to stop this campaign. They put a lot of pressure. One day before the honking, they sent out something like 1,200 traffic police. They started to charge people. They started to ask for documentations. But a lot of people, thousands of cars, they did honking. And even after we finished the announcement, still some people were honking.
A modern-day act of civil disobedience that worked. That was Mirvez Sosial, the founder of Radio Watandar in Kabul. This is The State We're In, India Edition. Stay with us.